The aircraft parts business in Kentucky is booming. The U.S. Census says there were more than $8 billion in aircraft part exports last year from the Bluegrass State, and state officials don't see any let-up. But if that boom is going to continue, the companies will need workers who are trained in all the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. And a program in Louisville is training teenagers so they'll be ready. Jake Ryan of Here and Now contributor WFPL reports.
This is Emma Gay.
I'm 15.
And this is Annalia Fields.
I'm 15. I'll be 16 in August.
After school a couple days a week and most Saturdays, Emma and Anna travel nearly an hour to Hangar 7 at Bowman Field, a small airport in Louisville, to turn wrenches and pop rivets and make sure the planes are fit for the sky. Anna says the work they do here runs the gamut.
It could be anywhere from working on the engines, making sure that the exhaust pipes, the cylinders are running, making sure there's no metal or anything in the engine, wiring cables down the fuselage, the aircraft wiring cables to the wings, repair work on the wings if there's dents, rivet work. It's just kind of anything and everything.
When they're not fixing planes, Anna and Emma are on the flight simulator. We're talking with more seasoned engineers about the finer points of aviation maintenance. They're both in the Air and Space Academy. It's a Louisville-based nonprofit program that partners with about 30 high schools across Kentucky and Tennessee to provide an entryway to the world of STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math education, for nearly 1,200 students. The skills related to those fields are being touted by many as fundamental for young people looking to succeed in the next generation of work.
There's many careers and many jobs in those fields, so we're actually training the workforce.
Edlisa Embry-Lessig is the Director of Operations and Development at the Academy. She says the Air and Space Academy pairs students with experts in aviation engineering, mechanics, and flight. The goal is to equip the teenagers with skills to one day get a job right here in Kentucky.
We don't have people trained to fly the planes that we have now. We don't have people trained to work on the planes that we have and equipment. We don't have engineers that are working with the wing designs and things that we need now.
The aerospace industry makes up nearly a third of all Kentucky exports. From 2014 to 2015, it swelled nearly 11%. And if the industry continues to grow, state leaders know the workforce will need to keep up to ensure companies stay in Kentucky. Janine Hampton is the state's lieutenant governor.
I'm looking to get kids in general interested in STEM because in Kentucky overall, I don't think the interest is as high as it could be.
Hampton is also an industrial engineer and touts programs like the Air and Space Academy. Since the program began a decade ago, all of the academy's students have graduated from high school and 75% pursue a STEM-related field in college. Inside the hangar, Emma and Anna peer into the gutted fuselage of a 1950 Cessna airplane they're working to restore, boasting about the work they've done and what's left to do. Both say they could make this their career. Here's Anna.
I'm interested in becoming a mechanic in the airplane industry. I've always kind of had a love for tearing things apart or getting my hands dirty, and that this being a mechanic kind of embraces all of that.
And here's Emma.
I like the older airplanes a lot because there's so much mechanical. Like, the floor of that airplane is just full of pulleys and everything, and it's a complete maze to try and work anything through it. But I like the challenge of that.
The challenge for Kentucky's education leaders may now be getting more students to accept the challenge. For Here and Now, I'm Jake Ryan in Louisville.